This has been a rough week.
Yes.
Let us remember Selma in prayer.
Yes.
And all the family. And pray for me. But God is good. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, it comforts me. God is good. In spite of how you feel, God is good. I was trying hard not to do this. I can't help it. You know, that's why we should celebrate the resurrection. Because I'm positive one day I'm going to see him again. I'm assured that there is life beyond the grave. And we have that testimony just because Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. The tomb is empty. And I praise God this morning for his resurrection power. I said, if I feel the way I do, I could imagine what Selma is going through, so we need to lift her up in prayer. Lift her up in prayer. Lift up Danny in prayer. I praise God that I did see Danny cry, because crying is a way of healing, you know. And when you're quiet like he is, it was good. It made my heart glad. The funeral is tomorrow at 11 o'clock at McCullough's, right down the street. So, hope to see you all there. Praise the Lord. Let's see if I could preach. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, do you all know that when you're crying, your glasses do you no good? I wish they made glasses that even though you cry, you could still see. But it doesn't do you any good. I praise God that one day he will wipe away all our tears. We're going to John chapter 6. We're having pizza today. That's because I didn't have to worry about anything. Somebody made that suggestion, and I went with it because I was happy. I didn't have to think about it. The only thing I had to think about is what to order. And even that I had a hard time doing. But it'll be here hot and ready at 12:30. So if I go long till 12:30, I'm just waiting for the pizza, okay? If the pizza gets late, I'll preach longer. How about that? All right. Chapter six. Verse 29, and this is going to be a kind of a lengthy reading, and so the scripture will preach for itself, and then I'll just choose some highlights from it, and when we read it, I hope you see the correlation between the resurrection and the scripture. Verse 25. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? And Jesus answered, Very, verily, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs and I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to the eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they ask him, what must we do to do the work God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he sent. So they ask him, what signs then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, Verily, truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, always give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whosoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives to me will come to me, and whosoever comes to me, I will never drive out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Praise you, Jesus. For the Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Stop grumbling among yourselves, Jesus answered. No one can come to me unless the Father has drawn them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who had heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Verily, truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that came down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. Who can this man give? How can this man give his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, "Verily, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died. But whosoever feeds on the bread will live forever." Woo! We could say amen and go home. We're not going home. I was asking the Lord what to preach, what to teach, and this is a very long scripture, and it's not done. He said this while teaching in the synagogues in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning which of them did not believe and who betrayed him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of the disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." The words of eternal life. That's a long reading, but I think it's so appropriate for today. I have 4 points, and there's 4 points, but you can get probably a lot more from it. The first point is the revelation. The revelation came in verse 32 and 33. Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who came down from heaven and gave life to the world." Revelation. Jesus is the true bread of life. If you are here this morning, I want you to get this revelation. I want you to understand who Jesus is. We are not here because some rabbit laid some eggs. That doesn't even happen in nature. I had rabbits, tons of them, and I never saw them lay an egg. We are not here this morning because a rabbit laid an egg. You know, I was talking to Samuel, and when he was younger, somebody told him that they killed the bunny rabbit, and he was sad. Guess what? This is not about a bunny rabbit. This is about the Messiah. And they did kill him. He did hang on a tree. He did die. And his death and his resurrection represents the true bread of life. If you are here this morning and you never ever acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, today God is saying, I'm revealing to you who Christ is, and it's your responsibility to want him. You're not going to leave here this morning and say you don't know. You don't understand. Because this morning I want you to understand that Jesus is the bread of life. Listen to what happened in the wilderness. They were hungry. They had just gotten out of Egypt, and they were grumbling and complaining like we all do. And God gave them manna from above. Do you know that manna sustained them? Do you know that manna filled them? That manna keep them? But it only kept the flesh. But we have new manna from heaven, the Son of God. And when you partake of that manna, you shall not die. Praise God. So we have a revelation. What should be our response? When you receive a revelation from heaven, I could just think of Saul heading to persecute this church, and he received a revelation, and he got up and obeyed. Isn't that what he did? You have received a revelation. What should be your response? Here's the response. Verse 34. And they said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Give us this bread always. They didn't have a full understanding. You know how some people come to Christ? They don't really have a full understanding. They understand that they need it. They understand that it's available, and they inquire of it. Their response was, I want that bread. Jesus said to them, I am, that is verse 35, the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whosoever believe in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All the Father gives to me will come to me, and whosoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Guess what? If you truly put your trust in Jesus, Jesus is going to keep you to the end. He said, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. John reveals so many things about Christ in his gospel. And the next six, seven things I'm going to let the man do in the near future is the seven I ams. Remember how we did the cross saying? This is the next one that come in. Because in 35, he said, I am the bread of life. In chapter 12, he said, I am the light of the world. In chapter 10, he said, I am the door of the shepherd. In chapter 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. In chapter 11, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. In chapter 14, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in chapter 15, he says, I am the true vine. He is everything you need. He is the doorway to salvation, to life. And when you close your eyes on this earth, he's the doorway to the resurrection. The source. You see, they had a revelation, and they had a very good response. You know, we all do that. We respond very well. We hear a good sermon, Somebody shares Christ with us and we feel a little tugged, and we could respond very, 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 very well. And we want the resources. The resources is all that Christ have to give you. Life, light, a door, be a shepherd, resurrection, the truth, the vine that we abide in. He gives us everything we need, and we want all those resources. But we do not want the responsibility. We do not want the responsibility. What is the requirements or the responsibility? Here's what it says in verse 41. So the Jews grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? And does he now say, I came down from heaven? Jesus answered him, do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father sends them. Verse 48, I am the bread of life. Your father ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that came down from heaven so that no one may eat it so that the one that eat it may not die. I am the living bread. The requirements, we got to eat and we got to drink it. We have to be consumed with Jesus. How do you eat and drink? I know we come in this morning and we're going to come to the table and we're going to partake of his death. But how do you really eat and drink? You know, the disciple says, this is a very hard saying. You know what happens? We come to Jesus. I did it once. 12 years old, walking down in the marketplace, hear a preacher preaching, stand up, listen to the preaching, get pricked in my heart by what the gospel was saying. In fact, I had an encounter with God. Go home excited. And 3 weeks later, I did not like the requirements nor the responsibility. I didn't want to be responsible. You know, we want responsible children. You know what is responsible children? They do what you say. Isn't that a responsible child? That's the requirement. The requirement, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. But I was at a place I did not want to do that. The requirements was too much, at least what I thought. I didn't realize that Jesus said, I will be with you. I didn't realize that he says, when you are weak, I will be strong. I didn't realize what he says. There is no temptation taking you, but such that is coming to man. But he, God, will make a way. I didn't understand these things because I wasn't consuming his word. I wasn't eating his flesh. I wasn't drinking his blood. So I didn't understand. So what do? I backed up. The scripture has told us what they did. They abandoned him. He had tons of disciples, you know, tons. And when he gave them the instruction that seemed to be a little hard to swallow, they backed off. Because sometimes, young people, because you want to hang out with the wrong crowd, you back off. You understand. You had the encounter. You know who God is. You know who Christ is. You have the resources. It's in his word. He says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will bring forth the right fruit. He said all these things because you don't consume him. You don't eat his flesh and drink his blood. You got to the place they don't understand and you want to hang around the bad crowd. You want to do your own thing. Jesus is saying to you, if that you're that type of person, he says, he's looking to the ones that are faithful and say, are you guys going to go too? Because you're gone. About a week ago, I'm in the shower. God speaks to me in the shower. Sean, and I was reflecting on some of my downfalls, my past downfalls. And I said, Lord, I don't understand. I loved you so much. And why did I do that? Why did I get to that place? Why did I draw back? And this is not no just born again Christian. I've been serving Lord for a long time. And he said, bad company corrupts good morals. And then I said, Lord, you are right. Sometimes we go ministering to people and we make them our friends and they're ungodly because we believe in friendship evangelism. There is no such thing as friendship evangelism. Because friendship with the world is bad. If you become friends with sinners and ungodly people and you're trying to say, I'm going to meet their needs, I'm going to bring them to Christ, they are going to pull you down. And the reason they're going to pull you down, you didn't spend time in the Word, consuming the Word. So you didn't realize, I cannot be friends with that person. Folks, God has given us all the resources we need so that we can fulfill the requirement. Verse 60. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, this is hard. This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, do you take offense at this? You know, when we surrender to God, we realize who it is. We said we want him. We even have participate in some of the resources that he gave us. And when we walk away because it gets hard, we are saying, Jesus, this is offensive to me. I'd rather do my own thing. But God wants us to know this morning that's not how it is. Then, what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? Guess what? We have more information than the people that was listening to Jesus. He said, what if you see? Then you will understand. Guess what? We are living looking back. Jesus is risen. He did ascend. He did come out of that grave. Today it is empty. Muhammad is still there. But Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the bread of life, he is risen. And we could look back and we don't have to take as much offense about it because we know what he's saying is true and real because it has come to pass. Jesus, help us. After this, many of his disciples turned their back and no longer walked with him. Are you walking in a state with your back towards the Lord? I want to call you right now, call you back. Are you walking away from God? I want to say to you this morning, turn around. Turn around. Because God is all you need. You may think you need that friend. You may think you need that person. You may think you need that car. You may think you need that house. You may think whatever you think you need. Why are you turning your back on Christ? Because what he wants you to do seems to be so heavy and so hard. Guess what? Peter said, where can we go to find this bread of life? There's only one place, and one place only, and that is Christ. Go ahead, drive the nails in my hand, laugh at me. Where you stand, go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come and you will see, 'cause I'll rise again. And no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead and mark my name. My love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I'll be set free, 'cause I'll rise again, and no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can keep me in the ground. Go ahead and say I'm dead and gone, but you will see that you were wrong. Go ahead, try to hide the sun, but all will see that he's the one. 'Cause I'll rise again, and no power keep me down. 'Cause I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. 'Cause I'll rise again, and no power can hold me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. 'Cause I'll come again, and no power keep me back. Yes, I'll come again to take my people back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I meant was to practice it, but I didn't, so you get it. Praise the Lord. Jesus, he's risen, but he's coming again. He is coming again. If you could go get the kids. I know every time we take communion, we're celebrating or looking at the death of Jesus Christ. But when we take it also, we are also looking at his resurrection, because he did not stay in the grave. He's alive. Jesus Christ is risen. Come on, he's risen indeed. Do it one more time. Jesus Christ is risen. Jesus Christ is risen. Amen. Amen. Let's see. Who shall I? All right, Shannon. Come on. I like the suit. I choose you because of the suit. And I'll take Shane because he have on long pants. Doesn't he look wonderful in long pants? Look at that. Last week, I think he even had a, did he have a long sleeve shirt on last week? Oh, you see, man. And look at those. I can't even tell he has toes in all the rest of shoes I can. You know, we come into the table. Here's the thing. We talk about the people who their back is turned. They have turned their back because they have something else they want to do. Right now, you can turn and face God because he says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's what he said. And whatever God says, he means it. And whatever he says, he backs it up.
Yes.
You know how I know that? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible tells us when we come to the table, we need to examine ourselves. I think as Paul says, examine yourself and see if you're in the faith. Some people were coming to the table of the Lord and they were dying because they were taken and they were not clean. But guess what? You can be clean this morning as the God speaks to your heart and you repent of your sins. Let's take a few minutes for repentance. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for giving us of our sins. Thank you, Lord God, for taking our sins away. Thank you, Lord, for purging us and making us clean, washing us and making us white. Lord, thank you, Lord, for not taking your Holy Spirit from us. Father, renew unto us, O God, the joy of our salvation. Father, as we come to the table today, we ask, O God, that you, O Lord, would help us to remember all that you have done. To remember that even though you died, you were buried, but you rose again from the dead. And Father, this morning is why we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father, let us never forget what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, good stuff.
Oh, how could it be that my God would welcome me into this mystery? Sinner, take his bread, take his wine, not a simple made divine for any to receive. By your mercy we come to your table, by your reckoning way faithful. Lord, we remember you. And remembrance leads us to worship, and as we worship you, our worship leads to communion. We respond to your invitation, we remember you. See his body, see his blood, know that he has overcome every trial we will face. None too lost to be saved, none too broken or ashamed, all are welcome in this place. By your mercy we come to your table, by your grace you are making us faithful. Lord, we remember you, and remembrance leads us to worship. as we worship you. Our worship leads to communion. We respond to your invitation. We remember you. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our lives. Jesus, come in glory. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Lord, we remember you. And remembrance leads us to worship. As we worship you, our worship leads to communion. We respond to your invitation. We respond to your invitation. We respond to your invitation. We remember you.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back in Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. And it reaches the highest mountains, and it flows through the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fear. It takes away my tears, the blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never lose its power. And it reaches the highest mountains, and it flows through the lowest valleys. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. And it reaches, and it reaches the highest mountain, and it flows through the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. The blood will never lose. The blood will never lose its power. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we exalt you this morning that the blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, O God, as we partake in a symbol of eating your flesh and drinking your blood, Lord God, as a symbol of what we're going to do every day, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because we know, God, in you we have life, and that life more abundantly, and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're wonderful, O God.
Yes.
You are wonderful, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory hallelujah. He came from heaven to earth.
to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. He came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Father, we surrender this morning. We ask, oh God, that you would make us vessels. Vessels for your using, oh God. Father, let us be a light to this dark world. And let us serve you with gladness in our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, let's bless the food so when it gets here. It is here. Okay. Father, we want to thank you for this food. We ask God that you would bless it to our bodies. And as Arlene would say, take away all the bad cholesterol. And Lord, help us, oh God, to have a good time of fellowship. Let the kids have fun. And may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.